Chapter 3 Nori didn't mind that the cold nipped at her cheeks, or that the sun was going down. What she minded was that she was walking to school alone. She almost always walked with Elliot. Elliot was an upside-down flare, in his case, a freezer. He could flare weakly, but he had strong ice magic. The teachers at Sage Academy thought that with the proper training, he could be a full double talent, which was very rare. Nori did understand why Elliot wanted to go to Sage. It had a beautiful campus. It had great technology, a huge library, and fancy things like a skunk garden, and afternoon tea with cookies. It was super expensive, and Elliot had gotten a full scholarship. But she wished he wasn't going. And if he had to go, couldn't he have stayed for one last adventure tonight? They didn't have much time left together. She could hear her footsteps against the sidewalk. She had never walked alone when it was this dark out. The street felt creepy. Boo! Ah! Nori nearly jumped out of her shoes. She felt herself begin to flux without meaning to. She did that sometimes. Pop, pop, pop! Nori, it's just me, said a voice. Standing in front of her was Bax Kapoor, her friend from school. But Nori was too far gone to stop fluxing now. Pop, she had a kitten body. Pop, kitten paws. P-p-poof, kitten tail. And also, dragon claws, dragon teeth, dragon wings. Yep, Nori was a dritten. This was her favorite of the mixed-up animals she fluxed into using her upside-down magic. Ooh, she loved her shimmery, powerful dragon wings and her dragon fire. Hiss, hiss. Dritten Nori's mind was more animal than human right now. Whoa! Cried Bax, ducking as the fire breath roared toward him. Hiss. Nori, it's me, Bax. Hiss. Stop breathing fire at me! Hiss! Nori, human mind, now! Dritten Nori heard him. She stopped breathing fire and swooped down to land on a fence post. She knew she should be careful about scaring Bax. When he got startled, he tended to flux. And when Bax fluxed, he couldn't turn back without medicine. Bax was an upside-down fluxer like Nori. But instead of turning into animals, he turned into objects. Most often a rock, but sometimes a piano or a swivel chair. Once, a rain poncho. Another time, a leash. In human form, Bax was wiry, with short dark hair and medium brown skin. He wore an oversized black puffer coat, open over a t-shirt for their favorite band, Everyday Cake. Flux back, he told Nori, before you set me on fire and I turn into a hydrant or something. Dritten Nori jumped down to the ground and fluxed back into a girl. Then she laughed. I would love to see you turn into a hydrant. Bax cracked a smile. Maybe later, he said, but let's get moving or we're gonna be late for the sleepover. On the steps of Dunwiddle Magic School, Nori and Bax found Pepper Pan, Nori's other best friend. So excited, yelled Pepper. So excited, yelled Nori. Sheesh, said Bax, rolling his eyes. Tell us all how you're feeling, why don't you? Pepper the Fierce was short and wore a blue dress and stripy tights. Her long black hair was in two pigtails. She was an upside-down fuzzy. That meant, instead of having a magical connection with animals, she terrified them. That ability was great if you wanted to get rid of a mouse problem or a case of lice. It was not so great when it came to pets. Pepper's parents had to give away their family dog when Pepper's magic kicked in. That had been hard. Nori, Bax, and Pepper headed into the lobby. It was packed with kids lugging backpacks and overnight bags. There were shouts of laughter. Through the crowd, Nori spotted a familiar shock of curly hair. Elliot's hair. No, it couldn't be. Elliot wasn't coming. But it was him. She ran past her flexing tutor, Coach Vitamin, who was flexing his biceps and talking to a kid about nutrition. Past Nurse Riley, the school nurse, and past Ms. Starr, the upside-down magic teacher. Ms. Starr had her braids in a high bun and held her companion bunny in one arm. Several fuzzy students were clustered around her, stroking Carrot's long, floppy ears. "I thought you weren't coming tonight," Nori cried, flinging an arm around Elliot's shoulder. Elliot grinned. His sweater was too big, and his jeans had a hole in them. His pale cheeks were pink from the cold outside. "I wanted to surprise you." He had come to the big night celebration after all. He'd wanted to hang out with Nori instead of going to Sage's stuffy winter concert. Nori's breath caught. Was it possible Elliot had chosen Dunwiddle over Sage completely? If so, then he'd stay here forever. They would walk to school together and hang out after class and do all the things together, together, together. "Does that mean you're not going to Sage Academy after all?" Nori asked hopefully. Elliot looked confused. "Because you're skipping the winter concert," Nori explained. "Nah, I'm skipping because we're supposed to get snow tonight," Elliot said. "My parents didn't want to drive 2 hours to Sage, so here I am." He started bouncing up and down. "Tonight's going to be so fun," he said, hyped up. "Are you into the whole Big Night Owl thing? 'Cause I'm kind of into it, and I heard we can stay up till midnight." Even though she was disappointed, Nori started bouncing too. She couldn't help it. It was Big Night. At the entrance of the school, Coach Vitamin blew an enormous air horn. Wong! "Everyone, bring your things into the gym," shouted Coach. "Find a spot that'll be yours for the night." Elliot grabbed Nori's arm and they went in. In a far corner of the gym, they spotted Marigold and Willa from UDM, already laying out sleeping bags.
"Over here," called Willa.
Willa Ingeborg was thin and pixie-ish, with light skin and corn silk hair. Like Elliot, she was an upside-down flare. But while Elliot could flare a tiny bit and make ice, Willa couldn't flare at all. She made rain. Indoors. Always indoors. Willa was best friends with Marigold Ramos, whose magic talent didn't fit any of the 5 F's. Marigold shrank things, and she could sometimes make them big again, but not reliably. Marigold wore a bright yellow shirt and black jeans with a thick leather belt. Her dark wavy hair was held back with an antique hair clip. Marigold's sleeping bag was extra large.
"I shrank it when my powers first came in," she explained. "And I couldn't big it up again until recently, only I bigged it up too much, I think."
Then she grinned.
"Oh well, now it's extra comfy."
After she rolled out her sleeping bag, Nori looked across the gymnasium. Camped out next to UDM were the Flickers, thank goodness. In general, the Flickers got along well with the UDM kids. Nori heard Clyde and Rainey talking about their stash of invisible candy. On the other side of the UDM kids camped a group of fuzzies. All of them had stuffed animals on their pillows, since they weren't allowed to bring animal companions. Carrot, Ms. Starr's rabbit, was okay because Ms. Starr was a teacher. The Flyers were at the far end of the room, and the Flares were in the middle. In the center of the Flare group stood the Sparkies. Lacey Clench, Nori's mortal enemy, was stamping her foot and yelling at her friend Zinnia.
"Happy Big Night," called Andres Padillo.
He was another UDM kid, an upside-down flyer. Andres could fly just fine. In fact, he went a lot higher than most beginner flyers could. But he couldn't come down, not easily. Andres had big brown eyes. Today, he wore his dark hair under a bright green knit cap. Right now, he had on his brick pack. It was a backpack full of bricks, and it kept him on the floor. At home, Andres slept on the ceiling, but tonight, he'd use his sleeping bag. His dad had sewn heavy weights into all 4 corners. Andres was excited about the scavenger hunt.
My sister Carmen won the secret room when she was in fifth grade. She said it's awesome. Also, she said the things we have to find are tough.
What kind of things? Nori asked.
The items are different every year. Carmen said we'll probably have to use magic. She said the fifth grade sleepover was the most fun she's ever had on Big Night.
Nori felt a spark of hope about Elliot.
If the Big Night sleepover was as great as Carmen said it was, and if the UDM kids won the scavenger hunt and the secret room, well, wasn't it possible that Elliot could change his mind about Sage? He would be all, "Hey, Dunwoodle is where my best friends in the whole entire world are. Why on earth did I think I wanted to go to stuffy old Sage Academy with its uniforms and strictness and boring assemblies and living away from home? I don't want to do that at all. And now we have the secret room because Nori is a scavenger hunt genius, so that makes me want to stay here even more. Dunwoodle forever."
Okay, then. Nori's resolution for Big Night was clear now. Keep Elliot at Dunwoodle. It was a wish she could make come true for herself. She just had to win the scavenger hunt, get the secret room for their team, and make sure Elliot had the best time in the world doing it. Once she did all that, Elliot would stay.